Hello and welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live, well, it's not live. I record it live. I'm alive when I'm recording it, but it's really a recorded show that's all about the issues of aging. I can tell you this, the show is always current. It's recorded the same week it's played. So glad to have you with us. We're going to talk about something I don't know that I've ever talked about on the radio, or if I have, it's been a long time ago, that I think is important. I've got some other VA information for you. I have some other information about elder abuse. I'm not laughing at elder abuse. And a question somebody sent me last week. So lots of things to talk about today. Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Glad to have you with us. My name is Bob Scrivano, your host here for almost 20 years on KFBK. Again, I'm just so privileged to be here with you and glad to be here with you. And I really like doing this. I'm with people all the time that I think I help. I'm with people sometimes that I'm sad I can't help because they won't be helped. I had someone in this week whose spouse has severe dementia. Didn't know that a spouse's name, didn't know the children's name, but left my office deciding they needed to go home and think about what they were going to do. And I remember thinking to myself, here's somebody I can really help, but they don't want to be helped because of the great myth. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. A couple things I have to get out of the way. Remember, I am not an attorney and don't practice law. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney. Preferably one that knows what they're talking about when it comes to these issues. I have a California insurance license. Doesn't have anything to do with anything, but I have to tell you that because this show might secretly be about insurance. You know, there's a lot of financial shows around that are about insurance or annuities or stocks or bonds. This ain't one of them. But I have to tell you that. I have a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County that allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. Yes, there is such a thing. I have, what else? I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be, so anything I talk about on this show is my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal, financial, tax, or other advice. It's my opinion only. Now, my opinion sometimes is a very good opinion and quite often is correct, but it's my opinion only. You know, I talk all about the time as there's all kinds of aid associations out and nonprofits out there, organizations that who all have an ulterior motive there's no ulterior motive here. I'm a for-profit company. My clients pay me to help them. There's no secrets here. It's pretty much what you see is what you get. Please be careful of a lot of groups or organizations. Check out, if they claim to be a nonprofit, go to GuideStar.com and check out their tax returns. Did you know you could do that? You can check out and find out how much they take in, who do they benefit, how much do they pay in salaries, are they registered with the California Corporation Commissioner? Go check them out because they claim to be doing one thing and they're really doing something else. Not a nonprofit. For-profit, my whole life. I'm in favor of people making businesses making a profit and putting that money back into buying homes in the community and shopping in the community and doing all the things that businesses do, not hiding it behind a facade. You remember the Wizard of Oz and the man behind the curtain? Everybody thought it was one thing, but when they pulled the curtain aside, oops, it's something else. No, what you see is what you get. What I say is what I believe. I'm going to keep doing that as long as I can. So we've got all the niceties out of the way. Now I can get to the subject. Oh, contacting me. Several different ways to contact me. One is sign up for my workshop. I have a workshop coming up at the Crown Plaza on the 12th of May. That's a Saturday at 10 a.m. It's free. So don't call me and ask me how much the workshop is. It's free. It will start at 10 a.m. at the Crown Plaza. You have to have reservations. You have to have a ticket. How do you get a ticket? You can go call me at 800. This is my office number. 800, even if you're in Sacramento, you call this number. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website, Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, Aging, A-G-I-N-G.com, assetsandaging.com. And you can go there and you can sign up for the workshop, you can sign up for my free newsletter, you can sign up for, you can call me, you can get information, you can listen to my archived radio shows and my archived podcasts there. Every Wednesday, you can listen to my live podcasts on my website. I just finished one a little bit ago. I do a live podcast every Wednesday at noon. So not very long ago, I finished my podcast right before I taped this show. So my workshop on the 12th of May, sign up for that. If you haven't been to a workshop, if you've been to somebody else's workshop, I'll guarantee you it's not like mine. My seminars are different than anything you've ever been to. I can't explain it to you other than to tell you, if you're concerned about the issues of aging, then you'll want to be there on the 12th. You won't want to be somewhere else. It'll last about an hour and a half, hour and 15 minutes. You get a chance to ask questions. I may have a special guest. I don't know yet. Never know. But you're going to want to be there on the 12th. I'm trying to get a special guest to talk about post-death planning for a little bit. I talk a lot about pre-death planning, long-term care. I want to get somebody there to talk about what are all the things you're going to have to do after somebody dies. In fact, if you subscribe to my newsletter, my last newsletter, which just came out, what, yesterday, I think, was Death Can Be a Mess. And it's about post-death issues. And if you haven't read it, you should. If you don't get my newsletter, you should. Because it's a good newsletter. It comes out when I have something to say. So the 12th of May, Crown Plaza, right here in Sacramento, 10 a.m. It's free, but you have to have tickets. How do you get tickets? You call me at 800-999-8007, or you go to my website, Assets and Aging, Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and andaging.com, and you can sign up there. Okay. What do I want to talk about? I have two subjects for the day. The first one is the great myth. And I want to talk about the great myth, and if I have time, my second subject of the day is you've been lied to. We'll talk about that a little later on. And if I get time, I want to talk about an article this week in the about veterans benefits and about vets who are dying waiting for appeals. By the way, speaking of veteran stuff, did you see the article just in the last couple of days that they had to close an operating room and postpone a whole bunch of surgeries in a VA hospital because of the flies in the operating room? There's an appetizing thought. Somebody tell me why vets are waiting a year to get benefits to which they're entitled. But that's a story for another day. Today I want to talk about the great myth. And it's really simple. And I'm going to start out, if you come to my workshop on the 12th, I will start with this same question. And by the way, I will come and speak to your group or organization anytime for free. And if I came and spoke to your group or organization about these issues, I would start with the same question. And the question is this: how many of you listening now know or have ever known anybody in a nursing home? Raise your hand, please. Don't raise your hand if you're driving, but raise your hand, please. If you're like every other group I've talked to in over 20 years, it's everybody. It's at least 95% of you now know or have known someone in a nursing home. You do. And notice I just said nursing homes. If I said, how many of you now know or have ever known someone in assisted living? You'd all raise your hands. How many of you have known anyone who got care at home? Most of you would raise your hands. If I said to you, how many of you now know somebody who should be getting care? Almost all of you would raise your hands. What do all of these people have in common? And it's not the obvious, because you're going to say, well, they're all receiving care. No. What do all of these people and their families have in common that you raised your hands to? What is it? Let's see if you can guess. Remember, the subject today is the great myth. So what do they all have in common? Dun, dun, dun. What's the old dun, 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 dun? I can't remember what TV show that was too. Dun, 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 dun. Did you get it yet? No, you don't win a prize. The answer is they all believed the great myth. They all believed that this would never happen to them. Everybody knows somebody. But many of you have said to yourselves the great myth. Oh, you know, that happened to Harry, but I'm never going to let that happen to me. Oh, yeah? How are you going to stop it? You can't stop it. You can't stop getting older. You can't stop becoming more frail. You can't stop from not being able to walk or not being able to stand or having dementia. You can't stop losing independence. You can't stop becoming more frail. You can't stop from maybe having a fall. You can't stop that stuff. It's going to happen to all of us. All of us. How many of you have seen all the drug ads on TV and radio now for peripheral neuropathy? You all know what peripheral, you know, pain. Don't know exactly where it's coming from. Pain in my legs, pain in my feet, pain in my hands, pain in my nose, pain in my wherever. It's almost always associated with aging. How many of you are getting older? How many of you, pardon me, could go out and play in a 3-on-3 full court basketball game for 20 minutes. I used to be able to do that. I can't do that anymore. How many of you can do that? All of us are going to lose independence. All of us are going to become more frail. We cannot say to ourselves, what is happening to all the people around me is going to happen is not going to happen to me. How many of you have had friends of yours died in the last 10 years? I've had a lot. How many of you have had friends of yours need care or develop debilitating diseases? I've had a lot. And in my work, I see it every day. And every single one of those people somewhere said, that will never happen to me. There's 110,000 people in nursing homes, just in nursing homes today as I'm sitting here. If I could go around to all of them and I could say to them, how many of you planned on being here? How many of them do you think would raise their hands? How many of their family do you think would raise their hands? The answer is none of them. I mean, they would all raise their hands because they all thought, no, I'd never be here. I'm never going to come here. Why am I here? In fact, why am I here? The great myth is it gets to happen to everybody else. It doesn't happen to me. And the corollary to the great myth, which is it'll never happen to me, is fill in the blank. Don't worry, Dad. Don't worry, Mom. Don't worry, honey. Don't worry, Uncle Fred. Don't worry, Grandma. Don't worry, Grandpa. I'll never let it happen to you. That myth kills people. Bob, how does that kill people? Because in 1/3 of the cases, the well spouse dies before the ill spouse, much of the time from the stroke or the heart attack that comes with the stress associated with taking care of somebody that this was never going to happen to. The great myth damages people. It wipes out finances. It causes people to make unwise decisions. It causes people to act in panic. It causes families to split apart. It causes turmoil. It causes mayhem. And it's all because we all said to ourselves at some point, oh, this is never going to happen to me. It's never going to happen. Don't worry, Dad. I'll never let it happen to you. Please don't ever utter those words. First of all, understand that they're all driven. The great myth is driven by the 900-pound gorilla. The great myth is driven by guilt. You know, I never want to do this to my family. I saw what other families are going to, so I'll just never go in one of those places. You know, I watched what happened to one family when they had to put Mom in a nursing home. So I'm just going to promise Mom, because I would feel terrible, I'm just going to promise Mom that I'll never put her there. This myth harms families. It causes turmoil. It causes stress. It causes disease. It causes all kinds of things. It is going to happen to all of us. We're not all going to wind up in a nursing home, but we're all going to become more frail. We're all going to become less independent, and we're going to depend on someone else. Maybe it's just to drive. Maybe it's to go pick up our prescriptions. Maybe it's to go pick up groceries. Maybe it's to take us to the doctor. Maybe it's to clean our diapers. Maybe it's to help us take a shower. But we are all going to wind up with less independence. We are all going to wind up becoming less independent. We are all going to become more dependent upon someone else. And you can pretend from now until the cows come home that it's not going to happen to you, but every single one of you knows somebody, some family, somebody you love that this has happened to. And you have watched them disintegrate before your very eyes. You have watched them lose copious, unconscionable amounts of money. I had somebody the other day that called me, said they just wrote a check for $15,000 to a care home for the first month. They heard about me. Is there anything? Do they have any options? They were prepared to lose everything because that's going to be the second half of today, as you've been lied to. They were prepared to lose everything. I know people who have gotten divorced because somebody told them they had to, because this was never going to happen to them, and they then heard about something called the half a loaf theory, which says, well, we can't save it all, but we can save half if we get a divorce. Yes, I have known many people who have wound up getting a divorce. There are people who have become legally separated because they think that works, all because of the myth. The myth is everywhere. I see it every day. Every day. That's not an exaggeration. I see the myth at work every day. I told you, I had somebody in my office the other day. One spouse has severe dementia, doesn't know the other spouse's name, doesn't know the children's name, and yet the well spouse believes the myth that the ill spouse who has dementia is not the ultimate isn't going to happen here. And yes, it is. That person left my office going, I really need to think about all this. And I wanted to stand up at the table and scream. Think about what? The myth you believe is in fact your reality. I know another person who the spouse is severely demented. In fact, the spouse that's demented abuses the well spouse, and nobody can get the well spouse to end that and make sure that that person goes someplace where they can get help with their dementia and that they're no longer abused. I know this happens every day. I know that there are families who abandoned coming over and talking to Dad anymore because Dad is cuckoo. That's a medical term. And the family, the children, just can't deal with it anymore. They can't deal with the guilt of, well, we promised Dad we'd never, so our answer is we won't see Dad anymore. We'll just leave it all in Mom's hands, or we'll leave it in my brother's hands, all because of the myth. The great myth is rampant, and it destroys lives. In my book, Navigating Frailty, if you haven't read my book, you should get a hold of my book. You can call me and I'll tell you how you can buy it. It's $20. And it's a great book. It's called Navigating Frailty, and I love it. And the chapters, the first four chapters, are true stories. Names have been changed, things have been changed a little bit, but they're all true stories. And in every single case, they all start out by the family, the people involved, believing the myth that this is never going to happen to them. They watch their grandparents go through it. They watch their parents go through it, but it's never going to happen to them until it does. And then in every case, they're in crisis by the time I see them. So who in your family believes the myth? Do you? Well, Bob, I think this is a complete waste of time because this is never going to happen to me. I take vitamins for my brain. I read books. I'm in great health. I walk every day. I exercise every day. This is never going to happen to me. How many people do you think are in nursing homes that did all of that stuff? How many people do you think? There are over 2 million seniors in California receiving some form of long-term care, either at home, in assisted living, or in a boarding care, or in a nursing home. Are you telling me they've all been in ill health their entire life? I don't think so, but they all believe the myth. Their families all believe the myth. It can happen to somebody else, but I won't let it happen to me. You don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. Age is the great equalizer. You can exercise selective amnesia if you want and just pretend, you know, that none of this is going to happen and you've never seen it before and you'll escape it somehow. But it touches every family in America. Not some. It touches, listen to what I'm saying, every family in America. Every family in America at some point has had to struggle with this themselves, their parents, their grandparents, their favorite Aunt Tilly, their whoever it is. So I hope if I accomplish nothing else, I disabuse you of the myth. And I get you to begin to have an open discussion in your family, among your friends, in the groups you're in, about how are you going to prepare for this when it happens to you, when it's no longer a myth, when it's no longer a shadow, when it's really, really, really happening to you. It's not a mirage. You know, I grew up in the desert. I used to see mirages all the time. This is not a mirage. This is going to happen to your family. Get to the workshop on the 12th. Call. Get on the list to come. Get your tickets. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com, or call me at 800-999-8007. And get to the workshop on the 12th, right here in Sacramento. It's free. We're going to help blow up the myth. We're going to talk about reality. I always talk about reality. I take a lot of grief for talking about reality. Well, Bob, this is a very hard subject. You shouldn't be so blunt. Well, yes, I should. 800-999-8007. Have you had a family conference to talk about the myth in your family? Have you made that promise to your parents? Don't worry, Mom, Dad, I will never do this to you. Can you imagine the guilt you're going to face when you wind up having to do this? Or a spouse that's made that promise to another spouse. Here's the promise. I'll become educated. I'll find out what I can find. And then I'll do the best job I can do for you when this day comes. I'll do the best job I can to make wise decisions based on information. And then I'll do the best job I can for you. If you want to be that person, then call me, 800-999-8007. Get in to see me. The consultation is free. Or get to my workshop on May the 12th, 800-999-8007. Call during the break. Don't wait. Leave me a message. I'll get back to you. 800-999-8007. We're going to take a little break for the news and some commercials and some other stuff. We'll be back in just a few seconds here on Assets and Aging. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show. Well, recorded, but it's live as I'm doing it live. And without a script. I've been doing this for 20 years, and this show has never been scripted. I talk about what's important. I don't have some other company that I have to sell their products, and they send me a script and all that kind of... I do this sitting here at my office in front of my microphone, in front of a little equipment, and I do this off the top of my head. I've prepared for it. I've got stuff surrounding here that I want to talk about. But it's not scripted because things change every week. They change in people's lives. They change in all kinds of stuff. Glad to have you with us. Remember, my name is Bob Scrivano. I'm your host. You can get a hold of me in a couple different ways. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. And yes, even if you're in Sacramento, you use the 800 number. That's my number. It has been for 30 years, more than more, going back to the MCI days. Those of you that are old enough to remember MCI, that's how long I've had this phone number. 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, aging, A-G-I-N-G.com. Assetsandaging.com. You can sign up for my workshop coming up on May the 12th, Saturday, May the 12th at 10 a.m. Last about an hour and 15 minutes. It's free. It's here at the Crown Plaza in Sacramento. You need tickets to get in. It's free. How do you get the tickets? You call me at 800-999-8007 or you go to my website, assetsandaging.com, to sign up. It's really pretty simple. If you want to hear the truth about this stuff and you want somebody to instruct and guide, then you're going to love my workshop. If what you're looking for is a five-minute solution and a product at the end, you're not going to get it. Because this subject doesn't work this way. You have to understand it. You have to be educated. You have to be informed. Have you read my book? You want to get a hold of my book, Navigating Frailty? It's a great book. You can call my 800 number. You want me to come and speak to your group or organization? It's free. But you have to call my 800 number and set up a date and a time. My book's only $20, folks. And you'll learn more about this subject than you've ever learned anywhere. 800-999-8007. Well, the first half of the show was on the great myth. The second one is, you've been lied to. This half of the show is, you've been lied to. So you've been lied to about all kinds of stuff. You've been lied to about VA benefits. You've been lied to about Medi-Cal. You've been lied to about recovery. You've been lied to about the house. You've been lied to about by so many people and so many places and so many times. I can't begin to tell you. And in place of the word, if you want to use misrepresent, or things have been overstated, or things have been subtly left out, then that's fine. I want to read you from, so I sent this to a couple elder law attorneys, friends of mine, and they just, I can't read their responses to this. This was an article, I'm not going to tell you why, But I want to read you something from it. And I'm not going to tell you who wrote it. Okay? I will tell you this. It was written by an attorney, the article. But it's based on a Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General released an emergency alert. Now listen to this. You know, I'm in nursing homes every day. I'm in great nursing homes. I'm in good nursing homes. I've been in a bad nursing home once or twice that I thought was just mismanaged. But I can tell you with 100% accuracy that I've never been in a nursing home where the nursing home's goal is to abuse their patients and residents. Ever, ever, ever. Every nursing home I've ever been in goes out of its way to treat people with respect. Yeah, you can go ahead and disagree with me, but I'll guarantee I've been in more nursing homes than you've been in. With respect, with dignity, they do the best job they can. They do the best job with the threat of lawsuits looming over them, with families that don't understand, that are guilt-ridden, that are wrecked with misinformation, that state programs serve poorly, all kinds of stuff. And I'm not here defending nursing homes. I don't get paid by nursing homes. In fact, a lot of nursing homes don't like what I do because they make more money off of patients if you don't know what I know. That said, I've never been in a nursing home in my 30-some years of being in nursing homes that intentionally ever abused anyone. Now, this is a report, remember, written by an attorney, two attorneys. And here's what it says. The Department of Health and Human Services Inspector General released an emergency alert. Emergency! This is an emergency that said that there were 134 cases of potential abuse or neglect in nursing homes in 33 states. Wait a minute. I want you. Now, when I say an emergency report, what's the first thing you think about? You go, oh my gosh, it's an emergency. And it's about abuse and neglect. It's an emergency. Now, the report found alleged abuse of 134 cases of potential abuse, not actual abuse, potential abuse, in 134 cases in 33 states. Now, if you divide, I'm going to take my calculator right here. I'm going to take 134 and I'm going to divide it by 33 states. And that equals four potential cases of elder abuse in the last year in four nursing homes, four cases per state. Per state. Per state. Not per block, not per neighborhood, per state. This is the kind of stuff that gets people all fired up. And they don't read past the headline. I talk to people all the time when they read stuff about long-term care or nursing homes or whatever, read past the headline. There's a nursing home operator in California that everybody loves to hate. What you don't know about this person is that he takes all the cases that nobody else will take. So when you know that this person is taking people into nursing homes that no one else will take. So he's taking a very high risk with people. Okay, but stop and think about this. It's an emergency alert by the Department of Health and Human Services. The Federal Department of Health and Human Services says there's a potential of 134 cases of neglect at nursing homes in 33 states. Now, how many do you think were in California? How many? Come on. Millions, right? Because you've heard it. You know, there's lawsuits and there's articles and there's all 13. 13. 13 in all of California. There's 1,000 nursing homes in California. 13. And all, how many counties do we have in California? 30 some? That's not even a fraction of a per person per county. 13. I don't even know what to say. I do know what to say, but I'm not free to say it here, what I really think. But this is a way of producing fear in the heart of the public when it comes to nursing homes. And the reason for this is there's a certain segment of the population that profits from that fear a lot. In fact, there are many segments that profit from that fear a lot. My point is what? Do I want to be in a nursing home? No. I never want to go to a nursing home. Why? Because they're not happy places. What do you mean, Bob? Nursing homes are filled with people who are ill. Is a hospital, other than the maternity ward in a hospital, is a hospital a happy occasion? Do you just really look forward to going to the hospital? Man, I can hardly wait until my best friend has a heart attack and I get to visit him in the hospital. Nursing homes are not happy places. They're places filled with people who are ill. They are places filled with people who can't walk. They are places filled with people who are incontinent. They are places with people who can't feed themselves. They are places with people who have dementia and don't even know where they are. They don't know the family when they come to visit. Nursing homes are not happy places. It's hard going to them. I can remember like yesterday, the first time 30 years ago I ever walked into a nursing home. I was terrified. Now I'm used to it. But I was terrified. There were funny smells, and people looked funny, and they looked sick, and they looked weird, and they were sitting in wheelchairs, and there were alarms going off, and I was scared to death. Now, after 30 years, I'm pretty relaxed going in. I say hi to everybody. I say hi to the people sitting in the wheelchairs. I talk to people. They'll talk back. Sometimes there's funny smells because that's what happens when people are sick. And again, I'm not an apologist for the nursing home industry or the assisted living industry. Yes, they're for profit. Yes, they make a profit. Yes, they do. But so does your local TV store make a profit. So does the gas station. So does your favorite bakery. So does whatever. But you've been lied to when you're told that they're... How many of you watched The Count of Monte Cristo? You know, people think of nursing homes like a place where the Count of Monte Cristo lives with a mask in a dungeon for 12 years. I need people to be more open and honest about this reality. And because it's made to sound like this dungeon, people won't even contemplate the reality of what might happen if my loved one whined. Oh, I don't even want to talk about it. Hence the first half hour on the great myth that this will never happen to me. Part of that myth has been borne by articles like this that paint nursing homes as places of great abuse. They're not. I've seen the tenderest, kindest moments by staff and by nursing homes than you can ever imagine. I've seen people deal with destroyed and irate families who are so angry that their husband or mom or dad is there. And the families are disconsolate and they're striking out and nursing homes who are patient and deal with it and talk to them and comfort them and... I'm this kind of stuff is not helpful. Does abuse occur in some nursing homes? Yes, it happens from time to time. Does abuse happen in family homes? Yes, on a regular basis. Are children beaten in homes? Yes. Are they beaten in every home? No. So because children are beaten in some homes, does that then mean they're beaten in every home? No. So because there were 13 cases in California 13 cases out of 1,000 nursing homes. Does that mean all nursing homes are? No. And notice the word potential abuse. And I could go on and on and on and on to debunk this myth. Nursing homes are not happy places. I don't want to go there. I don't want my wife to have to go there. I don't like it that my mom was in one and my mother-in-law was in that one and 9 of my relatives were in them. And I'm in them all the time. And I see people in them all the time and I feel sad for them. They're not happy places. But they're not what you think they are. And you've been lied to about what they are. And so I'm here to just tell you there's lots of stuff you've been lied to, and I want to start with that. I also want to tell you, you've been lied to by people who are trying to get you VA and Medi-Cal benefits. You've been told all kinds of things. I just got an email. I can't read all of this email, but I got an email. It says, my relative inherited some money while he was in a nursing home. He passed away, and that money is being handled by somebody. He's been told that money is now going to be lost to Medi-Cal, and there's no hope, and what do I do? After talking to this person has been lied to. It turns out there's somebody trying to take care of the money and do something with it, and in fact, the money's not at risk. I had somebody email me today with a big, long discussion about I've been told that if my dad ever goes into it, he's got a house, and the house is in this, and I've been told if he ever goes into a nursing home, when he's dead and we go and sell the house, the state is going to take all of our money away. And I go, no. And we went back and forth a couple, no. You've been lied to when you've told you, but when you've been to places that tell you you have to spend down. You've been lied to when you've been to places or seminars or paid people who told you that there's a 3-year look back. You've been lied to when you've been told you can't keep your IRA. You've been told so many stories, just like you've been told that all nursing homes are terrible places and all assisted living are terrible places, but home care is always good. No, home care is not always good. I've seen a lot of abuse by family members taking care of somebody at home. Financial, emotional. The reality of getting old is that we're going to become dependent upon somebody else. We should become educated as to what that means. How would I pick a nursing home? I'm going to reach back here and I'm going to grab my book, so pardon me if it sounds funny for a minute. But one of the chapters in my book, Navigating Frailty, is holding a family conference. Well, let me start with the first little mini chapters. I call them Down in the Basement. There are 25 mini chapters. There's 5 major chapters and then 25 mini chapters. The first mini chapter I called Age the Unrelenting Enemy. How many of you face that? You've been told you can avoid that. No, you can't. You're going to take a vitamin, you're going to avoid that. No, you're not. The second little mini chapter is holding a family conference. How many of you have actually talked about this? You've been lied to because you've told, well, you know, we don't ever want to talk about this. We should never talk about this. People will think we just want mom and dad's money. No. You just want to know what's going to happen. You want to know how this is all going to work. You want to become educated. You want to become informed. There's an entire industry in the long-term care business that wants you to stay ignorant as all get out. Because then they can manipulate that fear, like with the nursing home thing, down the road. Oh, you don't ever want to go to a nursing home. I can put you in this great facility over here. It's only $7,000 a month. It's not a nursing home, and you're going to love it. Oh, wait a minute, $7,000. And did the person that told you that tell you that they're getting paid a $7,000 commission or more? I have a chart I do called the chairs. You ought to see it sometime. But did that person tell you that they're making $7,000 in commission for putting you in that place? No. Have you held a family conference? I help with family conferences all the time. Assessing the care needs of an aged loved one. Have you really assessed what your needs are and what the needs are? No, you've been lied to. You've been told, well, you'll never go to a nursing home, so don't worry about that. If you follow my direction, I'll make sure you always get to stay at home. No, you won't. Do you think all the people in nursing homes could be taken care of at home? No. Some of them, nursing homes are a stretch. Some of them, a hospital would probably be better, but because of our screwy health insurance laws, we can't do that. Some of them should be, but because of Medicare rules, we can't do that. You've been lied to when you're told that you're all going to be fine. Or if you just buy this product or take this pill, you're all going to be fine. The cure for whatever is just, there is no cure for getting older. Well, there is. It's called death. Death tends to end getting older. It's kind of sudden and permanent, but you won't get any older. You've been lied to that somehow your family is going to escape all of this. You've been lied to when you're told that home is the best place to be or to stay. No, not always. Sometimes home is really not the best place to be. I mean, like really not as in really not. I see people all the time that have family caregivers. You know, I know people are being taken care of at home by a child and that child works part-time. What happens when mom who has dementia falls out of the chair and lays on the floor for 5 hours in their bodily fluids until the child gets home to take care of them again? Well, we don't want to put mom in assisted. We want her to stay at home because she always wanted to stay at home. You've been lied to when you're told that home is always the best place. It's not. Mom sitting in a chair home watching TV all day, doing no socialization, vegetating, losing muscle mass, losing bone mass, never exercising, never having any social interaction, never having lunch with anybody is not always better. In fact, a lot of times it's a lot worse. You've been lied to about so much stuff when it comes to long-term care. You've heard stories about horror stories about nursing homes that aren't true, assisted living that aren't true, that there aren't options, that you can't protect your house. I'm going to have to spend it all. I'm going to lose it all. It's all hopeless. It is hopeless if you buy into the myth that I'm never going in one of those places. If you buy into the guilt of, I'll never let this happen to my mom or my dad or my grandma or my grandpa. I know somebody who's going through over $100,000 a year paying for parents who are in assisted living out of his own pocket because one of the family members can't cope with the guilt of putting mom and dad, one of them needs to have severe dementia. Because one of the family can't cope with the guilt and made a promise that they would never, you know, I made a promise to mom and dad that this would never happen. I see it all the time. We made a promise to dad that we would never separate mom and dad. And now mom has severe dementia and doesn't know who dad is. But we made the promise never to separate them. And we're killing off who? We're killing off the well spouse. It's time for some clarity, openness, and sunlight to shine on this subject. It really is. You have to decide. You really have to decide whether you're gonna go after this openly and honestly and finding solutions, or whether you choose just to believe the lie and believe the myth that it's never going to happen to me. It's a call to responsibility. It's a call to openness. It's a call to integrity in families. It's a call to not making silly promises that assuage our guilt but endanger the people around us. As long as I can do it, I'm going to keep saying this. The elder law attorneys that I know and respect, like Dustin McFarland, who is by far the best elder law attorney in Sacramento. He's over on Fair Oaks in New York, in Fair Oaks. Fair Oaks Boulevard in New York. He's been on my show many times. The best elder law attorney in Sacramento by far. And every time we talk about these issues and how families won't face it. If you're dealing with trust administrations or probates or whatever, and you want the best elder law attorney around, call Dustin. Dustin McFarland. If you want his phone number, you can call me and I'll give it to you. But you've got to go to people who will tell you the truth, not make up stories. My number is 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. Get to my workshop on the 12th. Lots to talk about at the Crown Plaza, 10 a.m. You need tickets to get in, but you can call my 800 number and I'll send you tickets. Saturday the 12th, 10 a.m., free, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. Don't buy into the myth. Don't buy into the lie. There is hope. There is information. You can do this. It's possible. Give me a call today, 800-999-8007 for Assets and Aging. Bob Scrivano. We'll see you here next week or at the workshop on the 12th. Bye-bye.